Forms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. Fuck shit. Shut up, Sheriff Shitface. Dude, what you do is wrong in all ways. I'm here with Novak. I haven't seen you in like 2 months. This motherfucker, he was supposed to come up yesterday, and he had a seizure. That's why he couldn't come up, because he had a seizure, and the ambulance came.
Yeah.
Took you to the hospital.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I went to Kobe. Me and her spent Valentine's.
Who's her?
Mandy. Mandy's here, my girlfriend.
Where's
Say hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Tell him we fuck like racehorses.
No.
Bitch. Anyways, I take her out to a late Valentine's dinner at Kobe. Remember going in, remember eating, do not remember leaving, even though I was alert and attentive. I don't remember.
Were you wasted?
No, drank soda the whole night.
Why?
Just Coke. Just didn't feel like drinking. So,
what do you mean you didn't feel like drinking? That's all you do.
I wanted to enjoy the food.
What?
I wanted to taste the food.
You know what? I know that you're lying, because when you take like... you know, pills that you know you can't drink on?
Yeah.
Then you don't drink.
Yeah.
So is that what happened?
No.
Is that what happened?
Ask Mandy. No.
No, he was sober.
Say it again.
He was sober. He was good.
Withdrawing.
Right. He was withdrawing.
No.
Or that.
How could I be withdrawing if I had money to pay for dinner? I would have bought drugs.
No, shit face. Listen. Well, the reason why you had a seizure is because you're withdrawing from all these pills.
It makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
Because if I was withdrawn, I would go buy more drugs.
Okay.
Not withdrawn.
No, but listen.
Yes.
When you went to rehab,
yes,
and you cut off the 10 to 20 Xanax you've been taking every day, you started feeding an imaginary pig.
Mm-hmm.
And they figured out that it was because you're withdrawing from Xanax. So they had to give you more Xanax to wean yourself off.
Yeah, because I was in a locked-in facility and I couldn't get drugs.
Exactly, but... that's like, you know, you're seeing an imaginary fucking pig, so maybe you're withdrawn from whatever you've been taking lately, and that's why you have a seizure.
But there'd be no reason for me to withdraw, because I have money, which means I could have went and bought drugs to avoid the withdrawal, because withdrawal isn't fun.
So you didn't withdraw. You were high.
No, I wasn't high, and I wasn't withdrawing.
It's making no sense.
How do you get from high to not withdrawing if you weren't high? When you withdraw regardless.
Because I haven't been doing them.
Exactly. That's why you had a seizure.
Well, if you count like a month or two of not doing it, then that's a withdrawal.
But I don't know how long it takes for withdrawal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how long. A withdrawal usually lasts 4 to 5
All right,
days.
So I'm here with Lou Bro, Dennis, Mandy.
My tax accountant.
My tax accountant.
Novak, Jessica, and Chad I. Ginsburg.
Yep. Sicker.
Of CKY.
And
CKY playing more shows, doing a St. Patty's Day drinking party.
Where?
Jess's courtesy. He likes to drink, so he had to have it on St. Patty's
Day. At his house?
Isn't CKY
Redbeard Jess and CKY over at the Note on St. Patty's Day, yeah.
Oh, and on the 20th, you guys are opening for the Moxie, right?
The 17th. No, we won't be opening for the Moxie. But
on the 20th, I
heard... believe the Moxie will be opening.
Stop plugging your band, homo.
No, CKY is opening for us on the 20th.
Okay, talk about CKY.
Where, the Note?
No, at... where is it, New Jersey?
No, CKY is also playing in California, a bunch of California shows. We just got back from Japan. That was fucking great. And we're doing some California shows. You're not on them, Louie.
But we'll be in California.
We added you guys to our Jersey show.
It's CKY and Year Long Disaster on the California shows.
Ooh. No. On the 20th in Jersey, our show, we added you
Would
guys.
Would you shut the fuck up and let Bam do his show?
I know. Why? What's a fucking radio fucking radio idiot over here?
Dr. Kick-Ass Radio?
Dr. Kick-Ass Radio.
I'm Mr. Kick-Ass of Brandywine upon Longwood Gardens,
no,
the third.
Well, what am I?
Of Longwood upon Brandywine.
Mm-hmm. What am I?
You're a fucking fuckface.
Yeah. Okay.
Chad, yo. So when's the first show then?
The first show is probably a secret show.
Tell us where.
At John and Peter's.
Wait, what do you go under the name?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll be playing it that night under that name, but we've played a lot of secret shows under the name.
Cold Steel.
Cold Steel. Because it just sounds like a fucking band that no one would want to see.
It sounds like Steel Panther almost.
Well.
Give us another alias.
An alias?
Yeah, that you go under.
We don't. It's just fucking Cold Steel.
Yeah.
That's what we...
Dr. Kickass and the Ass Kickers.
Dr. Kickass and the Ass Kickers.
That's my...
Normally when we're doing a secret show, it means we haven't rehearsed a bit. So.
That's awesome. But that's even better sometimes.
And then there's a Doylestown, PA School of Rock show that's an all-ages show.
That
on
place sucks
the ninth.
Dick.
Yeah, last time we were in Doylestown, we wound up at the fucking police station.
Yeah.
I told you we would get away with it.
A good friend of ours sitting in this room knocked somebody out with one punch.
No,
we won't say no names.
Wait.
Doylestown?
Well, now we can talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
So we're in Doylestown. I come out of the bar, and I punch some dude in his face. Then somebody punches me in the face. Chad sees somebody knock me out. So,
me and Chad are in full-blown
one-on-one Chad just comes out and knocks out the dude who knocks me out, and
one
then everybody
punch.
Goes to jail.
One punch, Chad.
And they're like...
He's a security guard.
But they didn't have any names at all. So like they're like, so what happened? I'm like, well, my buddy Chad knocked out the guy who knocked me out. He's like, well, who's Chad? I'm like, my buddy. So now Chad gets scared. He fucking stays at Jess's house for like 4 days hibernating,
and
hermitizing
then
it up.
Then he went back to his house.
I pony boyed it up. They like cut my hair, shaved my fucking beard.
Bought a Sebring.
Bought a Sebring.
If I wouldn't know any better, I would have thought you bought an ounce of crack and went home because every light was out. You were scared to move from one room to another. You were geeking out.
Well, hey, man. They said the guy was laying on the ground bleeding out of his face.
I had such blocks.
I hit him with a cigarette in my mouth.
You don't do anything without a cigarette in your mouth.
And this all happened in Lou Goyle's town?
Yeah, Lou Goyle's
town. Dude, your town wow. sucks.
Dude, the funniest thing ever, though, is like, just pictures if there was actual footage. Like, it would be me getting knocked out from behind, I fall to the ground, and then Chad knocks out the guy who knocked me out from behind, and now he's laid out too. We're both just like...
That guy was slamming your head into the pavement.
Was he?
Yeah, he was on
after
top.
I got knocked out?
I didn't see it. Like,
yeah. I was
Novak
knocked out.
Said,
how would
yo,
I
that
know?
Dude just fucking beat Bama be slamming his head
yeah.
into the fucking
he had your head,
pavement. Like, I said, which dude? And that was it.
And we were in mid-conversation trying to figure out how to handle the situation. We look over, we see him grabbing your hair just poof, poof, onto the cement. Like, literally, like you take a rag doll and hit its head on the cement. Next thing, Chad, full cig in the mouth. Quits the conversation immediately, charges like a fucking racehorse. Bam! One punch, laid out. That was the same night I was bartending.
I was like 300 pounds.
That was the same night I was bartending naked.
Oh, that was great, dude. That shit does not
they've
ever
never
happen
seen
there.
That. They've never had that happen in Doylestown ever.
Oh, that's the courthouse and everything right there, man.
Courthouse across the street, and I'm bartending naked. And I wasn't even charging.
Yeah, but CKY is playing the School of Rock, which is a new School of Rock there in Doylestown, run by my buddy Mike and Dante from Dandelion. So that'll be good. And then
can I get on the guest list?
Absolutely, dude. Nah, I'm so fucking lonely. What do you got? You got appearance? I heard you were doing Novak appearances. Mandy
oh,
said.
That's what I wanted to talk about. So Mandy has this story from South Carolina that I must hear.
Oh, great.
So you go there to do an appearance.
Here. Oh, yeah, you got it.
So we go, and he's doing an appearance, and he's in the bar, and everybody's coming over shaking his hand, and the guy says, for $100, will you suck somebody's dick?
No, lick a dick.
Lick a dick, all right.
Oh,
just
yeah.
as bad.
Not the same.
Was he hot?
No, he wasn't.
Frat boy.
Yeah. And he agrees to it. So the dude takes his pants down in front of the entire bar, and Brandon licks his dick.
What?
All of a sudden, people start calling 911.
Why?
Because we're in the middle of the Bible Belt.
Oh.
The listeners of this station are calling 911.
Right. So we're in the middle of the Bible Belt, and I'm in the bathroom, and all of a sudden the security comes. They're waiting outside of the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom, and they grab me up. They're like, we got to go out the back door. We got to go out the back door. I said, what's going on? Brandon, they start escorting us out the emergency exit, the fire exit of the restaurant or the bar that we're in.
So how long did you even spend there? Did you get your money?
Yeah, yeah. we were there for he was drunk when this happened. So we were there for a good bit of time. But the bar wasn't closing.
Well, what? So, you can't be a faggot in South Carolina?
Exactly. This is what I did. This is about the extent of me licking his dick.
Dude, you just licked a... You just licked Bam's finger. You licked the dick. I mean, come on.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
I think there's a big deal about it, honestly. I mean, as a guy, a straight dude, I think there's a big deal.
But not to call 911.
But I get pussy. I have a beautiful girlfriend to my left. What's the big deal?
I know
I'm not gay.
Hey, I mean, you could have been looking pussy.
You're only gay if you pay for it.
How long was his Bible belt around his ankles?
Well, they threw us out of the bar, escort us out the fire exit.
I don't care. I still got paid. They can suck my dick. Not South Carolina, but that guy.
No, then they took us in a vehicle that we didn't even know the people. The security puts us in some, like, SUV and gets us out of there. We had to go to another town in the state so that they didn't find him.
Well, what's... Okay, because it was in public?
Yes.
Yeah, it was in
they wanted to
it
charge
him. It was in, like,
him.
A nightclub.
Did the bar... Were they like, yeah, do it? Or were they like, no, don't?
The bar, well, they
were all stoked because I was there.
And then one person.
They wanted to see me do something crazy. Mm. So I took it a little too crazy, and then it was too much. Whoa.
You know.
Look out.
And then they had to move us to a different hotel because they knew where he was staying, and they didn't want to arrest him.
They put me in this nice 5-star hotel that you could not smoke in. I couldn't find matches, so I called the front desk. I'm like, I need a pack of matches up here immediately. And so, like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to check out.
This is after you went downstairs.
Fuck off.
No, but you went downstairs to eat breakfast in a bathrobe with nothing underneath of it and no shoes.
Was there at least a belt to put
around
it?
There was a belt, but he had it loose so that it was just all out. And there was children eating breakfast.
You're a fucking
and
asshole.
And not to mention, what are the two main football teams down there?
It was Clemson and something else.
Clemson and who?
I don't even know.
Clemson, whoever, football fans, Clemson and another big football team.
The hotel was sold out.
It's all these big buff guys.
Sounds like a college.
It was college.
Okay. It was college football, and it's these big fucking linebackers, quarterbackers, blitzers, whatever you call them. And they're looking at me like, what the fuck did this cat just... Dude, it was like heaven and hell eating breakfast at the same table.
No, he had to go back up to the room.
I mean, God and Satan.
They gave
he
you
went
five
back
grand?
Up to the room and they told him to put clothes on.
Close.
And all I did was put on slippers.
Made sense in my eyes.
Then they asked you to leave?
And I took my good old time. I broke.
They didn't ask
and
us.
And I also, they had these chandeliers and I took... I had lighters. I had like 10 lighters, and I took target practice and broke each one of the lights out of the chandelier.
You're a fucking asshole.
He shouldn't ask me to leave. Did nothing wrong.
Yeah, you did. You're eating fucking breakfast naked in a hotel.
I paid,
in
baby.
Front of kids. Like,
well, turn your head.
Turn your head. That's his logic. Turn your head. It is kind of true. If you don't want to look at it, then just turn
look
your
away.
Head.
Fucking... Be interesting with your family. I'm not your center of interest. Fucking idiots. Get a life.
So Bam, ain't you been everywhere, dude? I haven't even been able to hear the show lately because I've been up to my own things. But where you been?
Talk to us.
I was in London filming this new show for Spike TV. I was doing the Tough Guy competition and with Ryan Dunn and Skateboarding's Tim O'Connor.
And not Novak. DeVito, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It was always such a big joke. I promise, if you take me to Russia, I will be 100% under your command.
Well, we're going to Istanbul, India, and Thailand to film these other things when we're not filming Jackass 3. So,
can we call DeVito?
We will.
Okay.
But yeah, I really want Novak to go because he'll basically do anything. He doesn't give a shit.
I don't really mind DeVito.
Hey.
No, but Novak fucks with him. He's like, you know, he produces the show. So when he's like, yo, fucking DeVito, go get me a piece of you pussy. You know, like, he it's funny for us. But DeVito, like, he feels humiliated in front of, like, the 20
his
people
crew,
who he has
yeah.
to boss around.
But he's
you know?
The producer. I mean,
so he's bossing around 20 people, and now Novak's calling him, like, yo, go order me a pizza, DeVito, you piece of shit.
You gotta learn business, Novak. You
but
can't talk to the boss that way.
Well, I learned that now, but he's known me long enough that who doesn't like to laugh?
You were doing that because you weren't getting paid, and you were
exactly,
on
and then I got paid. So I do know business, Jeff.
They paid him to shut the fuck up, $100 a day. Here's $100.
Yeah, but look who got written out of the show.
They pay me $1,000 a week. No, just one show. Hopefully I'll get on more as soon as I get on his good side again.
You trying to get into Jackass?
He's doing a stunt.
Yeah?
I promised I wouldn't talk about it, but let's just
we can't
say
talk about
the
it.
Bit is called the world's worst wake up on earth.
Don't spoil my
only
shot.
Oh, you know, he said that one before.
Let's not spoil my only shot to get into Jackass.
I hear that movie's got a lot of buzz around it, dude. Everybody thinks it's going to be fucking amazing. I hear it's going to be in 3D.
Well, I've
Mandy asked me
it's
that
in 3D, yeah. I have three broken ribs right now.
Speaking
Jackass
of Mandy,
3 broken
no
ribs.
Back.
Yeah, Jackass 3D broken ribs.
Are you talking
would
while
you mind
Bam
if
and
I saw your girlfriend's boobs?
What are you paying me?
I'm just wondering if you'd mind it. I thought we were friends. I thought maybe I could see your
you should see
boobs.
Them.
Do you have a girlfriend's boobs I can see?
No, not currently.
If you get Where the F is Santa on, and my boobs are in Where the F is Santa.
I know.
Santa.
They're
fucking,
in it.
Why don't you support Bam and go buy Where the F is Santa?
That's a good idea.
Or pay him $5 to see a pair of titties.
Can I borrow $5?
You're a piece of
isn't
shit.
Isn't Louie?
No, $10.
Isn't
I want
Louie
10.
In Where the F
I want
is Santa?
10.
Yeah, I'm at the
10
end.
Or no deal.
Louis of the Moxie, yeah.
Oh, I did have this list.
10 or no deal, Bam. Don't get off the subject.
I'm not getting off the subject. It's in my jacket pocket. No, right. I wait.
If it's 20, I'll take 20.
So, Bam, what have you been doing in L.A.? Everybody I know says, I seen Bam out of
$3.
I seen Bam. I seen Bam. I seen Bam. Like, you've been everywhere, dude.
Well, it's because I was with Jared Leto. And
except with your life
he
partner.
Invited me to this... to this thing he was showing like a 20 minute documentary on what he was doing and he gave me like the whole front row or whatever and then this dude starts banging on the door like a goddamn police officer so they open it up he comes into the room with like a lit cigarette you're not supposed to smoke in there and he's holding a present and you could tell by his eyes he's like fucked up on PCP or something.
Who, Jared Leto?
No, listen, asshole.
Okay.
So the dude goes up on stage, drops the present right at his feet and then just basically says, I hope I die, I hope you die, I hope everybody fucking dies. And then
Jesus.
He walks off. Then Natalie is sitting next to me and she's like, that's a fucking bomb, dude. I'm like, that's not a bomb. And then I like think about it, I'm like, holy fuck, that thing's gonna blow up right in my face. So I just get out, I jump up and I run out the door at full speed. And then everybody did it after I did. And then
what was in there? I heard it was just a bag of dough. Pizza dough.
Fucking 20 police cars pull up. Bomb squad shows up. They block off Melrose. The whole fucking thing. It's like helicopters flying around. I'm not kidding. And then they catch the dude. He's like a young kid, just homeless and fucked up on PCP or whatever. But they said, what is in the present right now? And he goes, I don't know. Could be anything. Could be nothing. Could be explosives.
He said that to the cops, man.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
So now the bomb squad carefully opens up the package and they found out that it was either nothing in there at all or a fucking blender or dough.
I heard it was dough.
Jared said that he thought there was a blender in it because we all left. So, like, he said it was either blender or nothing.
A blender would make sense because, you know, you put things in blender to crush up and shit.
A blender would make sense.
Do you want $4 for some titties?
No.
What? Wait, I thought we had a deal.
You're a fucking homo.
You don't have money to pay for it. What are you talking
about?
Bam's
going to let me borrow $4. I'm going to give it to you, and then we look at
why am I calling
shots? It only costs $1 down at this fucking stingy titty. All
right, now give it to him.
I got $4 right here.
Give
why
it
not?
Him.
Ask Mandy.
Mandy,
what am
mind?
I getting paid?
Exactly.
$4. You know, yeah. Why am I paying Novak?
How about a half
you?
Of a tit?
Head on. Don't sell yourself short.
That's all I got right now.
If I had more,
all my
I'd
money's
get.
In my jacket.
Only if you have big bills. I don't take one, so I look like a stripper.
Yeah, head on over to the broken boner, Louie, with them $3.
Bam, for that money you lent me, I have it.
Oh, thanks, dude.
You can get a room at the Ram It
no
Inn.
The Ram It Inn.
Or the slide it in, probably.
You can get a room down at the Treetop Casino with that.
Would you stay in a room called the Ram It In?
The Shove It In?
Only if I'm doing the ramming.
Novak, remember when we broke into the shower and you shoved a thing of soap up your asshole.
Yeah. You know when you go into hotels, you get those little square bars of soap.
Trying to clean my hemorrhoids.
I shoved the whole little square bar of soap up my ass and then shit it out. It came out like 40 miles an hour, dude.
Instead of telling us to get out, you just shoved the piece of soap up your ass to make us laugh.
Why laugh?
Most people would be like, get the fuck out, I'm showering. Instead, you just shoved a piece of soap up your ass.
We open up the door, we don't know that he's in there showering. I'm like, oh shit, all right, you're showering. He's like, yeah, Louie, check this out. I shoved soap up his
I'm like,
ass.
No, wait, everybody, wait. I mean, everybody, wait.
Like, you're there to entertain us while you shower.
Well, that's what I do, I entertain people.
12.
21?
Shut up. 30. All right, being it's Valentine's Day.
No, it isn't.
It used to be Valentine's Day. So now we're going to play St. Valentine by the new Him album.
By the new Him album?
Huh? It's happening right now.
You said it's by the new Him album.
Yeah, new Him.
It's wait.
By him. But
by
you,
him.
You would like people to buy. Is it out?
Yeah, buy it.
Is this the new album?
It's the new Him album.
Are you jealous, Louie, since you guys haven't came out with the album for quite a while?
Do you like the new Moxie album?
Moxie
or the
album.
CKY album. Or a rap album. Dennis rap likes palbum. Rap albums.
All right. This is new Him
album
on Radio Bam.
What we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy ho!
This is Radio Bam, baby!
Faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
And
what
we
do
are
you got over there?
What do you got?
Have you seen this before?
Yeah, we really care.
That's pretty kick-ass.
Good, we're on the radio. Nobody can see it there.
I know.
Well, it's a guitar. It's flashing. It's miniature. It
looks like a bowl.
You know what? My uncle on PCP.
He loves to buy lighters.
He buys me, like, duck lighters. He buys me, like, pool stick
lighters.
A hammer lighter.
Oversized
an axe lighter. Oversized lighter.
The axe lighter is my favorite.
Now we have a guitar lighter.
They are cool.
The axe lighter was the coolest.
Yeah. He bought everybody, even me, these little Viking skull ashtrays.
He bought them for you? They're
he
cool.
Bought everybody
I like them.
Ashtrays.
I don't think
I guess when you're on, like, meth or PCP, you just want to, like, buy a whole bunch of shit and, like...
Hey.
But I have all these random-ass lighters
what
everywhere.
What stores does he get them from, though?
I don't know. Marcus Hook.
Probably a kick-ass store, actually. Kick-ass.
So, Louis, when are you going to pay me on Tuesday for a hamburger today?
All
right, Louis over here, he's broke as a joke, and he wants to come to California, and he says he'll drive out the Audi R8 so I can have it when we're filming Jackass. And
why can't I ride with him?
I mean, it's a big movie, and you want that car, you'd probably want me and Novak to drive it out there. So it's in the
but
movie.
But once you get there, am I going to have to pay you? Are you going to pay me on Tuesday for a hamburger today?
Nah. We'll be all right. We'll survive. We're survivors.
You're survivors.
Pretty much.
How did I get cut out of the deal, asshole?
Well, you don't have a license, do you, Novak?
Jessica said she'll drive.
I'm a better driver than you. Plus, it's a boys-only club.
Boys-only club.
Sorry, babe. Boys only club.
Yeah, it's gotta be boys only club. Unless you gotta do a crazy stuff for Jackass, or else it's a boys only club, babe.
Listen, babe, we'd love you to come.
I really want you to come, but you gotta get crazy.
Suppose you for a new Jackass stunt, you stick a hot poker up your ass and rip your dick off.
I'm not ripping my dick off, but I will stick a hot poker up my ass.
What if you rip your dick off and throw it into the river?
In 3D.
I'm not taking my dick off.
But you could sew it back on. Fucking Bobbit did it.
I'm not doing that.
Did you ever have a dream where your fucking dick fell off or came off?
No, but I did have a wet dream last night.
I've had fucking dreams where my dick came off.
Really?
Sitting there worried about how to put it back
it's
on.
It's probably because you're sleeping with...
What does that mean? I gotta ask Franz.
Franz would know.
Yeah. Franz...
Speaking of Franz... He told me this fucking fabulous story that he just went out on a date recently, and he goes and have drinks at a bar.
Fucking date.
And it's daytime, so he goes back.
38-year-old on a date.
So he goes back, and they're sipping on more drinks at the house, and then this girl is, like, pacing around, like, looking at her watch, listening to Franz talk, and then finds out.
She goes,
look. Are you going to fuck me or not? Because if you're not, that's cool. But if you are, you need to do it now because the little cock blocker's coming home from school in 20 minutes.
She's talking about who?
Her son.
The little dude, if that kid knew that he's called the cock blocker from
and
his mom.
And his mom was such a whore.
He'd wind up in fucking a mental institute.
Where I've been half my life.
He'll grow up realizing he was the cock blocker.
Yo.
Then he comes home, the kid... And Franz is still going at it, and she hears them going up the stairs, and she goes, Jeffrey, give yourself a minute.
Can you read this mass text that I got from Joe Franz out loud? You can read the whole convo, but this is what I got from him.
I'd like to recommend a new favorite among fellow snack lovers. Bacon, egg, and cheese combos, rich flavor, robust taste, with all the zest, Rocky Mountains campfire breakfast. Give them a try today and see for yourself how quickly bacon and egg and cheese combos becomes your favorite among snack foods.
All right, now read my response.
They make bacon, egg, and cheese combos.
Have you tried Hers spicy cheese curls? These are good hot curls. They're not mega super hot or anything like Vintner's curls, but they're reasonably hot and quite tasty. The heat does grow on you a bit as you eat more and more of these, but it's moderate, though, enough that you should be able to eat a lot of these. I recommend these for you, Joe.
Keep reading. This is his response.
No, they have MSG and I'm allergic. I've been looking everywhere for cheeseburger Doritos, though. Have you had? I haven't tried those yet, but I've tried the Pizza Lover's Ranch mix. This combined two different Doritos flavors with the roughly half of the chips being each flavor. The underlying chips seem to be the same color as regular Doritos, but pizza chips had a lot of orange seasoning on them, and the ranch ones have tiny bits of black pepper. The taste of both kinds are quite good. The ranch has one with a good taste and a great after kick. The pizza ones don't exactly taste like pizza, but they at least they remotely are similar to pizza. You're a fucking...
Now read his response to that.
Oh, God. I'm sure there's a website for
great,
snack lovers.
Great review. Great review. I'll have to check them out.
Franz has a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, man.
That might be the story behind the flannels.
What's up with the flannels?
I don't know. He might wear the flannels because he eats lots of snacks.
How does the flannel help a snack?
Yeah, I'm
because it's hiding in his belly.
True. Dude, he is so up and down on his weight, dude. I'll see him, and I'll be like, Franz, you got fat, dude. And then 8 days later, he'll push-ups. Come back over, and then I'll see him. I'm like, holy fuck, dude, you lost like 30 pounds.
Yeah. But he'll eat like...
But he loses it so fast, and then he gains it so fast,
I'll
too.
Tell you why, because he'll eat like maybe a bag of chips a day. Maybe.
I've seen him eat mustard. Like, yeah. I'll be like, Franz, you want to eat, dude? Like, you haven't ate all day. I've been watching you. No. And then he'll grab a teaspoon of mustard in my fridge and then just eat it from the spoon. I'm like, yeah. What's that?
He'll do that for like a month. And then and then when you don't see him, he'll eat McDonald's for a month straight. You know what I mean? So it always fluctuates. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Kind of like my cat.
Dude, G lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, right.
No, dude. He lost like 30 pounds.
Dude, he sent Mandy a Twitter or whatever. He's like, man, all this shoveling is killing me. Could you picture that fat fuck outside shoveling?
His driveway is 10 feet long. That's it.
So his response was, I said, Novak said to tell you, you didn't spend shit shoveling. All you did was eat pizza and play on your computer all week.
And then he's right. Huh, tell Novak his jokes are as old as he is. Great comeback, fat fuck.
Fuck does that even mean?
Exactly. Gee, what do you mean? What does your life mean?
Gee, what, do you mean?
What does your life stand for?
I don't know. I mean, I'm stupid.
Matt,
so now you know.
Remember that time we went to Four Dogs? remember that time we went to Four Dogs? You're like, you're hungry. You want something? He's like... I'm like, you sound like a half-dead cow. We brought him back here, made him get naked, and graze in the...
No, we painted him.
We made
we
him get naked.
We got black
and
spray paint
him.
And white spray paint, and we painted little black dots all over. We made him kick a soccer ball.
For like an hour in the bottom of the field, completely naked, on all fours.
All right, I love Shit Goose. This one goes out to him. This is Enter Shikari, track 12.
Think of a better comeback next time, fat fuck. And God bless Kim for fucking your ugly ass.
Radio Bam 620 Faction.
Fuck shit.
Thank you. Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a bonus.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Radio Bam 628. Was it?
Function.
Yeah, on XM it's a different channel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait,
what's 58 on XM?
Oh,
or
really?
52. I don't know. Well, now you know because you're listening to it.
How they change it about? What they do?
Because XM and Sirius merged.
Yeah.
So now
there's different channels on Sirius. Numbers. The numbers are different if you have an XM or a Sirius subscription, I believe.
So does it play at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, but just on two different stations.
Station numbers, yeah.
Gotcha.
So I was just in New York.
What?
Let's do a harmony, all of us.
Shut up.
No, really. Ready?
Tell them to shut the shit.
Just shut up. Go practice.
Oh, Chad cut him out.
Thank you, Chad.
Why don't we all do a harmony?
Because I have a better story to tell, you fucking idiot.
Some that people actually want to hear.
So I was in New York checking out a rough cut of this new Spike TV show that we were doing, and I go to this nice hotel called the Thompson, and Selma Blair's there, and we start talking, then we start drinking vodka shot for shot. I fucking black out big time. I forget what room I'm in, and I make it to the 10th floor, and I'm so tired that I don't want to go back downstairs to get a new key or find out what room I'm in, so I just lay in the hallway, like, completely blocking everybody in the hallway, and I slept there for 3 hours, and then I had these dudes, like, tap me awake, like, yo, man, like, are you staying here? I'm like, yeah, I'm staying here. Well, what room are you in? I'm like, if I knew what room I was in, I'd be in it. Like, fucking A. So I slept here. They're like, so then they had to call the front desk to find out what room I was in, and then they let me in. And I see Nick Barber in there sleeping, my skater friend. He's on the couch, so I just...
Barback?
I walk up, and I just punch him right in the face.
Barback?
But, yeah, he's down there skating right now.
He was with you?
Yeah.
Where were you at?
New York.
Oh, okay.
I took him with me.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. Selma Blair was in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, Novak, it wasn't Selma Drugs.
You're simple.
Yeah.
Selma Drugs.
That was good. I like that.
Oh, fuck. Your name's Selma Blair? Fuck. I wish it was Selma Drugs.
So go with the story. So they wake you up. Were you on the 10th? Were you near the 10th floor or were you on the 10th floor?
I was on the 10th floor, but I didn't know what room I was in, and I gave up.
So you get in your room and Barback sleeping in the bed?
Yeah, so I just punch him right in his face, like, as hard as I can. You'll see him after this show, and you'll see that he has a big cut on his eye.
You called me after you got off a flight from L.A. You said that you were passed out in the aisle and you were feeling all the faces of the first class passengers.
Dude, I was on...
He does that all the time,
listen,
man.
I was on Virgin Airlines, and, you know, I told the Spike TV guys, I'm like, Virgin Airlines, you're serious? We're going on Virgin Airlines? Jesus fucking Christ, I'd rather walk to London. They're like, why? What's the problem? I'm like, because Virgin hate is what I do, because I'm simply not one. So, you know, I was just fucking around. But then we got on the flight, awesome. There's a fucking bar on the first class. Like, you don't even have to sit in your seat.
No
you
way.
Can go to the bar.
Like a jet almost.
So I'm like, I'm fucking 5,000 miles up in the air sipping on a beer. Like, I could fly to London all the time. Like, so I drink all these, like, 10 red wines, and then this Iranian chick comes up, starts talking to me, and I see her pop a pill. I'm like, what was that? She's like, to go to sleep. I'm like, let me get one. So then she gives me one.
What'd she give you?
What? Dude, with all the red, I don't know what it was. I didn't ask.
What color? What did it look like?
You know, I really didn't even look. I just swallowed it.
Hey,
so, what?
Serious question. How many brews did you punish on that airline?
Shut the fuck up.
How many brews did you punish? Certified.
It was red wine.
How many certified red wine did you punish?
10.
That's fucking awesome.
So I slowly, like... So, hey, so...
I'm right there with you, Chad.
So, Chad, dude, I'm completely blacked out at the bar, and they decide to cut me off. And I'm like, I'm not getting cut off. Like, so I grab the red wine from the bar, and I just start swigging it from the bottle. Then I just fall asleep in the aisle of the whole thing. Then I wake back up, and then I start feeling the faces of first class people, like, while they're sleeping, just rubbing their faces. Then somehow my shirt gets unbuttoned, and so I'm just, like, passed out on the ground with my shirt all open, and then five stewardesses pick me up, put me in bed, and then as soon as I get to bed, I go,
bed?
Yeah, well, I have a, yeah, bed.
They have, like, beds, right?
Ah. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm like, I gotta piss.
And don't tell me you pissed right there.
I'm like, if you don't take me to the bathroom, then I'm simply gonna piss my pants. So they're like, fucking ace. Now they have the five stewardess had to pick me all up, take me to the bathroom.
Did they know who you were?
Yeah, right. And I shut the door, and I'm in there for 20 minutes because I fell asleep in there. So the stewardess
That's one of my
up.
Moves.
I'm just sleeping on the thing. It was a fucking total shit show disaster.
Was the Iranian chick hot?
Yeah, but then they were asking...
Are you banned from that Virgin Airlines now?
I don't know.
You have to wait and find out.
The one stewardess said, though, she's like, if I'm ever on a flight with you again, I will quit my job.
Right, said that. I was bad on planes.
But then I told the other one, because we're all having fun at the bar, like all the stewardess, we're having a blast, and I told the other ones, so I was like, look, I hardly ever take like sleeping pills or whatever, so like I took one from that Iranian chick over there, and I don't know what the fuck
snitch.
It was. So I point to her. I'm like, she gave me this pill and made me black out, and I don't know what happened. So they go over to her. They're like, we want to search through your bag and see what kind of pills you have.
Yeah.
So she shows them like fucking Tylenol PM or something. They're like, all you took was a Tylenol PM. I'm like, how do you know she wasn't hiding whatever the fuck she gave
she
me?
Totally hit them.
Might have been a Tylenol PM.
But you shouldn't have told
her. Well, whatever it was, it kicked my ass.
You shouldn't have told her.
Those things suck. Yeah, they make me feel like shit. Hey.
Oh, I'm going to lose sleep over an Iranian chick who I never met.
It's all about morals.
You know, there's a reason you're muted, Louis.
I know.
I can say the, you know what?
All right, whatever, dude.
Wait, let's play another hymn song.
Yeah.
Because it just came out.
I've been hearing these songs for a while. How did the album just came out?
Yeah.
It's first time I heard
Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Valentine's.
Came out on Valentine's Day.
Well, it's pink. The CD is pink.
Yeah.
That seems to be his color.
It's appealing.
I think we need to play Totally Fucking Salsome. Dying Song. Oh, Catherine Wheel? 7. All right, Cap. Yeah. Radio Bam, Faction, 28. No, 52. Whatever.
Radio Bam, Sirius XM, Faction.
Oh, you got it.
Can I give it a try?
Lo and behold, baby, these are the things you make me do. Catherine Wheel and Burning for you. I'm burning for you. Break me a limb at a time. Wrap me around your spokes so tight. There's no letting go.
It's Radio.
Radio.
Bam. Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam.
I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
We're back.
And, you idiot. You said, Jessica looks at his tattoo and it says, "Where's my needle?" And then on the other hand, it says, "Oh, there it is," with a needle going in his arm. She goes, don't you regret that? Like, don't you think about that, like, all the time?
He's like, well, think about it, babe. I think about heroin at least once a day. Just kind of like how Tiger Woods thinks about golf balls every day. Once a day.
True.
And thinking about golf balls, you think about his balls.
Okay.
I know, he's been floozing around.
Bam's the white tiger.
Michael Jordan thinks about a base basketball
if
once
I had
a day.
Volume, you
I think
heard
about
that.
Heroin once a day. Airplane flyer. I think it's about an airplane one day.
An airplane flyer.
A pilot, idiot.
Let's start this over. A pilot thinks about flying once a day. I think about getting high once a day.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, I did it for fucking...
No, what are you on right now?
Nothing.
Your eyes are like pin drops.
One glass of wine, and...
You're holding up strawberry juice.
your pupils are like, seriously, like...
I know, I hate when
like
you lie to me.
Pin needle.
Are you high right now?
Look at your eyes.
I woke up and I came here.
At least wear sunglasses if you're going to lie to me.
I had sunglasses in the car.
Because I hate when you look at my eyes. Look at me. I know that you're on something.
You always think I'm on something.
And I'm right.
Wrong. L wrongo.
Are you high right meow?
No.
It's all right. He's on maintenance.
Am I slurring? Am I falling asleep?
A little bit.
You said air flyer instead of pilot.
Well,
because
I could. I'm not used to talking about pilots.
Why not?
Because I really care about airplanes.
That's a terroristic threat.
Oh, nobody's getting
it. Cut Louis mic off.
If you don't care about airplanes, then that's a terrorist
threat.
Are
you still talking?
So, last time Novak came up.
She called me.
Yeah, I know. I had this girl, Novak had this girl with her kid come up because she agreed to drive him from Baltimore to Pennsylvania in order for me to meet her kid and sign something for him. So... She's like, I'll go there, but I don't feel like driving it. She's like, do you know how to drive stick? He's like, fuck yeah, I know how to drive it. Don't know how to drive it at all. He's driving it like second gear the whole way up, fucking RPMs, blows out the goddamn clutch, full blown. Then, finally, and it happened like a mile away, so like he made it here. So once that's done, he just goes, he's like, well, call your fucking dad or something. I don't know. And then so she does. And then next thing you know,
I'm here for 3 days.
Yeah, he's here for 3 days. And then I'm like, dude, don't you feel bad about that? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm really going to fucking lose sleep over that one, bam.
What? Not you.
Yeah, I guess it was her fault for letting you drive.
You don't know how to drive stick.
I don't drive stick so much, no.
But you claimed you did.
I can drive a stick.
Second gear the whole way up.
I can drive a stick. Dude. Remember when we made...
Why are you whispering now?
All right, never mind.
Hey, let's talk about that.
Just shut up.
Well, okay.
Cut his mic off, please.
I saved your life. So, Novak, you've been all clean, huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
How you been doing? You been clean?
Me? What the fuck does that mean?
Have you still been eating your pills left and right?
I'm fucking clean, dude. I'm always clean.
Stand up and shake.
Shake what?
Shake your jacket next. Nah, yeah, you're covering up other things. Shake your jacket.
Sounds like Santa Claus.
I want to know.
Orbit gum.
Why would you ever?
Yeah, right.
Why would you ever swallow like 20 pills and like 20 Xanax in one day? I want to know.
Do I appear to be on Xanax?
A little bit.
How?
How?
Am I trying to light a cigarette backwards? Am I trying to buy you a lemonade?
You probably will soon, but is what you've been doing is you. You keep asking me the same questions over and over. When you go to L.A.? Tuesday.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, can I come?
I don't know. I got to talk to Shauna.
When you go to L.A.? Because your schedule changes like the weather.
And I tell you that I don't know.
Yeah.
And you keep asking, but you don't remember that you're asking, and I tell you, and you don't remember the answer that I give you.
Me and Louie are flying out on Thursday.
Flying? Who's driving the car?
Not me. I don't want to drive a car to California.
Jessica?
Oh, my God, I forgot to tell you this. So, I send Novak, last time we were in L.A. together.
Another Novak story.
Last time we were in L.A., I have a flight for him to go home back to Baltimore, and I get a fucking cab, and I take him, I make sure that he leaves. He comes back to the hotel like an hour and a half later, and I'm like, what happened? He's like,
Tommy Lee paid for my cab ride, too, when I got out.
Tommy Lee did?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, what happened? He's like, I go onto the airplane, and the first person I see is some businessman with a fucking suit on sitting in first class, and I spill my wine all over him, and I start trying to, like, pat it out, and he's like, get your fucking hands off me. Then I sit down. And you had like
I start getting on my phone or something.
So then he spills more red wine, and they're already on the runway, ready to take off.
And I lost.
How did
my,
you get red wine before they fucking took
I
off?
I went into first the class? Airport, and I fucking
and you could get a to go cup,
yeah,
if you want.
Really?
Yeah, you can. So, like a plastic.
But
cup.
The thing is, I lost all my luggage, so I had two big trash bags.
So they fucking put the whole plane in reverse. Drive him back to like 300 people are on the flight, like wondering what's going on, and then all of a sudden, and he's telling me this, and I don't believe him. I'm like, dude, this is you're telling white lies, dude.
You just want to stay in California for a couple of days.
So yeah, that's what I thought. Then when I get home 2 weeks later, I meet this girl who used to give me massages named Jen Cini, and she goes, "You know, I was on a flight from Los Angeles to Baltimore, and I was wondering why the flight was going in reverse. Next thing I know, I see your fucking buddy, Novak, with his ass and dick hanging out. Like
carrying two trash bags.
Getting escorted out. Like, so, like, hearing it from her and hearing his story, it matches. Like, it happened.
You didn't get fined.
And then
that?
I jump into a cab, go right back to the hotel. I didn't want to leave the party anyway. I was so pissed because we were having so much fun. I get back. Tommy Lee and those guys are walking out. And
walking out of the airport.
No, walking out of the hotel we were at. The
and he pulls up with $0. So he's like, yo, Tommy Lee, what the fuck? Pay my cab.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I said, wait here 1 second. I gotta go in and get the money from Bam. And Tommy's like, oh, no, it's cool, dude. How much do you owe you? How much do you owe you? And he gave him $40, man. It's cool shit. And then I get on the next flight.
Would you suck his dick?
I would suck his dick. Fuck yeah. And then I get on the next flight. And as soon as I land, all I see is Akon, 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 Akon. Akon is my, like, top
because
five idols.
Akon comes down, and I know that he loves him. And he's like, yo, Bam, come down to... Because there's a studio in the hotel. So he's like, come down and hear my new track. So I'm like, all right. So I go down there. He has all these, like, strippers and shit all over the place. And
with plates with goodies on
so them. I'm just telling him, and as he's on the flight sitting there, I'm like, I'm with Akon right now at the studio listening to new Akon songs with all these strippers. Like, you motherfucker, I can't believe it. I left today when I could have met Akon.
I mean, I've been dying to meet him for probably 5 years now.
Isn't he the one who sings with all that auto-tune
on his voice? Locked up.
Well,
no, that's someone else.
Yeah, now? Yeah. No, Lil Wayne is the one who does that.
Yeah. A couple different rappers do it with their voice.
T-Pain?
Yeah. A couple different rappers do it.
T-Pain.
They all do it, dude.
Speaking of rap, why don't you do a rap, Dennis?
Does Dennis rap?
I rap a little bit.
Well, let's hear something, Dennis.
He's good as shit.
I don't have anything.
Let's hear
well,
something.
Well, what if we play this
well,
one
Well, come
beat?
On. Be like Jay-Z. Don't write nothing down off the top of the dome. Come on, D-Nice.
What are you going to sing about?
I don't have...
Don't ask what he's going to sing about. Let him freestyle.
I don't have anything to sing about. What should I sing about?
Sing about...
How much Novak's a piece of shit.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, but I'm not like a real
Just
rapper.
Go. Three. Give him a mic.
Just
three,
say anything.
Two, one. D-Nice.
My name's Weezy Concarney. What's up, Novak? I don't talk back. I got a little bit of crack. You want it? Hey, Nova.
Yeah.
Nova care. I don't care. I was over there standing here. I was riding the cat down the street. Trick-or-treat is Halloween. I came over to your house on, like, New Year's Eve. I don't got anything to rap about. I don't even got my own style. And I don't got nothing to stay strapped about. I don't have a gun or no bullets either. CKY, you want to see me? Why? Because I'm getting high with Novak. Won't back to B-more. Baltimore. See me in the Jersey Shore. I'm fist pumping. Chumping. What you want now? I don't have anything. I'm just...
Yeah, that was good.
You could probably go on forever about it.
Did you ever go to GuidoFistPunch.com?
The best.
Yeah.
Did you?
It's just a bunch of orange-looking dudes with spiky hair.
Dude, do you know what I hate? Have you seen that show Jersey Shore?
I love that
show.
He
just fucking rapped about it, you dumbass.
I know. Well, I heard fist pump. I didn't hear about it. But do you know they're getting paid fucking $2,500 per appearance?
Does that make you mad?
Yeah. And
I heard Snooki was making 10.
She's making so
yeah,
much money.
Snooki's making more.
That's what I make. Spencer Pratt says he makes 100 grand.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Him. That's a
that
lie.
Is.
Who wants to meet him?
And Bin Laden's my brother. Fucking, dude, fucking, man, what was I going to say? I had a really good point here. Fuck.
He told Letterman he makes 100 grand for an appearance. You could get the Red Hot Chili Peppers to play in your house for that amount.
I don't know who that is. Why
would anybody want to meet Spencer Pratt for $100,000 motherfucking dollars?
He's from the hills.
I just don't know what that
I
is.
I was watching.
You don't want to know who
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, you're better off. I was watching, what is it, that rehab show on VH1?
Celebrity Rehab.
Celebrity Rehab. Fucking, fuck, where was I going with this?
Dr. Drew.
No, it was a really good point.
The seizure.
And I swear, I'm not on pills, ladies and gentlemen.
And do you know guess who one of the star celebrities are on there?
Mackenzie Phillips.
The guy from the Real World of Hollywood. Like, that's any one of us being on Celebrity.
Well, they always stick some reality star on that show with, like, other people. Because their egos are always bigger.
So it's kind of like...
Random celebrities. Reality celebrities and the movie celebrities.
I'll tell you, he's a fucking piece of work. Piece of shit, actually. He's Tom Sizemore, man. That guy. He makes me want to get straight.
Yeah.
God, dude. That guy went from making 2 to 5 million a picture to being homeless.
It's going to be you.
Yeah?
Wait, you are homeless, aren't you?
I'll kill myself. Fuck no, I'm not homeless. My name's not on paper, but I pay a mortgage. I pay $1,400 every month.
Well, wait, last time I checked, she called the police on you, and then you got arrested because you were...
flossing my teeth.
No. You were trespassing in your own house.
No, I wasn't trespassing. They kept... Because my name's not on the lease, they kept asking me to leave, so I wanted to be a real dickhead about it. So I went and I put the white strips on.
I remember
that. Then I started flossing. Then I brushed. And Sarge was like, that's it. I've had enough. And he kicks me out. And then fucking 10 minutes later, my lawyer had me out. And then Mandy goes to court. And she's like, no, it was a misunderstanding.
Bill Butler represent.
Represent it. Bill Butler.
We have time for one last song.
Yep.
Let's make it a hymn song again because it just came out.
Tonight's a hymn night.
Yeah. This is the dying song, track 4.
Plus, we got to get ready and pack. We're leaving on Thursday.
Yeah, we got to get packing.
Yo, check CKYAlliance.com for CKY dates or any MySpace CKY or Facebook CKY. There's all types of new dates.
Lou Goyle
and some shut the fuck up.
I know.
Jesus,
Lou
fucker.
Bro.
You're
Lou,
about to
AKA
get X
Lou
from this
Goyle,
room.
The Moxie.
Let him talk.
He turned me down.
So...
Yes, sir.
And then I'm about to cancel the Moxie for opening on the shows because Louis keeps fucking shit up.
Good call.
We might let you play.
Hey, Radio Bam, we good for this hymn song?
Yeah, but it's Radio Novak now. www.dreamslayerthebook.com. Go buy a copy.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
I've seen these dreams be crushed.
shitty skin to die in. So
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.